Lewis Simons is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author who covered the Vietnam War. His article, Free Fire Zones, appears in the book Crimes of War. Good morning.
Good morning.
What kind of warfare did Bob Carey face in Vietnam?
The most horrible that anyone could possibly imagine, and I doubt that anyone can truly imagine it. Even those who've been to Vietnam would have no way of fathoming the horror, the terror of fighting at night in the jungle under conditions behind lines, such as lines were in Vietnam, that people like Carey and the Navy SEALs encountered. You can take your worst nightmare on your worst night and compound it by a factor of 10, and you still wouldn't appreciate what people like that had to go through.
What were the rules of engagement concerning civilians in Vietnam?
The rules of engagement were very clear, and they were literally printed on little waterproof cards that the Pentagon distributed to commanders in the field. And it was very, very clearly stated that there would be, I can actually quote from you, use your firepower with care and discrimination, particularly in populated areas. And what the populated areas referred to was the usual fallback, the quick fallback, I should say, by troops in the field to declaring a village or an area a free fire zone when they feared they were being fired on by civilians. And more often than not, those cards ended up in the pocket of a pair of jungle fatigues and was never looked at again.
All wars have accidental civilian casualties. How was Vietnam different?
Vietnam was different, I would say, in that the soldiers, the American soldiers in the field, particularly in places like the Mekong Delta where this incident took place, usually could not differentiate between who was a Viet Cong guerrilla and who was a well-meaning, detached peasant who was an unarmed bystander. This was not a uniformed force against which the Americans stood. This was a guerrilla war. The peasants in the field wore black pajamas and straw conical hats, and so did the Viet Cong. Nobody on the American side, or virtually nobody, understood the language. Everything about Vietnam was alien to Americans. And so when you're up against that kind of a situation, you're not the elite fighter pilot, bomber pilot up in the sky. You're a grunt. You're on the ground, and you're fighting in mud to your armpits. And all you know is you're scared to death, and you don't know for sure if that little person over there, be it a man or a woman, was firing a rifle at you or was simply going about his or her chores.
Thank you very much. Journalist Lewis Simons.